Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, December 16th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Hunt County Extension Agent Mary Sue Cole. Birthdays. Born on this day in 1770, perhaps the greatest of all composers, at least the most famous, Ludwig von Beethoven. Novelist Jane Austen, perhaps more popular today than ever, born this day in 1775. On this day in history, in 1773, the Boston Tea Party.
December 1773, in one of the most famous acts of resistance in American history, rebels dump over $1 million worth of tea in Boston Harbor.
When someone comes along and smacks us, we don't turn the other cheek. That's not who we are.
Commentary from Tom Brokaw. On December 16th, 1944, nearing the end of World War II, the Battle of the Bulge begins.
Facing the brief but furious German counteroffensive in Belgium, American engineers string barbed wire barricades in bitter winter weather. Snow has no beauty on a war front for the men who must do the fighting. Troops at the front must live the best they can, and a chance for a warm meal is a welcome interlude. The man who has a chance to throw up a tent or dig a foxhole is a lucky soldier.
Number one on the charts, 1956, Guy Mitchell and Singin' the Blues.
Well, I never felt more like singin' the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way?
On the KETR events calendar, experience the most unique holiday lighting display in North Texas. The Holiday Trail of Lights at the Heard Natural Science Museum and Wildlife Sanctuary in McKinney. Bundle up, get out of the car, and see thousands of holiday lights and decor, many synchronized to holiday music, along the Heard Nature Trail from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. each evening through Saturday. For more information, call 972-562-5566. 972-562-5566 or cketr.org. The Holiday Trail of Lights at the Heard Natural Science Museum and Wildlife Sanctuary in McKinney through Saturday night. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Mary Sue Cole, one of the Hunt County Extension agents. Good morning.
Good morning.
And the holidays are here.
Mary Sue, are a bonus.
You have noticed that, I suppose?
Yes, I have.
You're well aware of that. Well, of course, we'll all be, not all of us, but many of us will be cooking for various events, family events and otherwise over the next few weeks. So we're going to be talking about food and food safety and a very important issue at holiday time. First of all, you wanted to talk about thawing, and obviously the first thing we think about there is turkeys.
A turkey, yes. It's a very common question this time of year, particularly if you forgot to thaw the turkey. Generally, it's going to take about 48 hours to thaw a turkey, a 10 or 12-pound turkey, safely in the refrigerator, which is the way we recommend that it be thawed. But if you do forget, you can thaw it under or in cold water. You need to allow about 30 minutes per pound to thaw it in cold water, and you need to let it sit and then replace it with cold water. And you can speed up that time for a turkey if you absolutely forget. And of course, a lot of people now use turkey roast, a smaller product, if the families are smaller or there are other meats that are available there. And you can actually thaw those in the microwave. But if you do thaw in the microwave, you need to cook it immediately. You can't let it sit around. You need to go ahead and get it cooking.
Now, you mentioned this cold water method of thawing a turkey. If you did it that way, how long would that take? How long would you need to allow for that?
30 minimum. Minutes per pound.
Oh, that's right. You did say that. 30 minutes per pound.
Right, right.
And typical turkey weighs
10, 12 pounds.
I see. Okay. Now, another thing we were talking before the mics went on about this is that frying turkeys has become very popular, and there's a
very popular
risk if you're frying a turkey if the turkey is not properly thawed.
Yes, you do need to follow recommended methods for frying those turkeys because that oil is extremely hot. And if you've ever even dropped a drop of water into oil that's hot, you know what happens. You have a big splatter. So you can only imagine putting a turkey that's partially frozen or that hasn't been dried off well into submerging that into that hot oil, and you're going to have oil all over the place. And so it's extremely important to follow safety rules. Pay attention. Don't let kids be around when that process is going on.
Now, leftovers are an issue, and as we all know, we've all been to a family gathering or church gathering or whatever, and the meal is over, but the food remains on the table for a while. That's a potential problem.
It is a potential problem. I think the Lord protects us on those occasions. The general rule is 2 hours for food to be out and back in the refrigerator. And, of course, sometime we go over that a little bit when we have family gatherings. But it is important to get that food back into the refrigerator, particularly what we call potentially hazardous foods. And those would be the high-protein foods, such as turkey and stuffing and anything with eggs in it and ham and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
It seems to me turkey does seem to stay out a long time. I guess it's because there's always or tends to be a lot of turkey left over. But turkey is then a food that does need to get back into the refrigerator pretty
quickly. Absolutely. You know, if you have to set your priorities there, then I would say get the turkey and the ham and the stuffing in the refrigerator first.
Pies seem to stay out a long time. Now, you commented, well, the pies don't last very long, which is true enough, I suppose. But, it seems I've seen pie, the last piece of pie sitting out for quite some time, but I guess that's still not such a good idea, huh?
No, it's not. It actually does need to be refrigerated. Most of the pies need to be refrigerated. Of course, baked goods like cakes and cookies and that kind of thing would be fine at room temperature.
Cakes are okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we also talked about storage, so it becomes an issue of how you put these things away and then how long they stay in the refrigerator.
It's not a good idea to just let them stay there until they start growing things. you wouldn't eat that anyway. And most of the pathogens that we know about, you can't see those. You can't smell them. You wouldn't know if they were present. So we have to treat food as if they might be in the food. So if it's a lot of a food, put it in a shallow container so that it cools quickly in the refrigerator. And I generally recommend if you're not going to eat it within 3 days, it needs to be frozen. And freeze it in the proportions that you're going to eat it later on. Don't freeze all of that turkey together. You might take the meat off the bone and put it in freezer containers or bags so that you would eat whatever your family's going to be using at a time.
And you said reheating in the microwave is sometimes a problem?
That is a huge issue. When you're reheating, you need to make sure that food is stirred so that it's heated evenly and all the leftovers. It should be heated to 165 degrees.
Well, Mary Sue Cole, thank you for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Enjoyed
again,
it.
This is all very, very important and valuable information. Want to remember that throughout the holidays. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.